Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Smith with Prelude Behavioral Services about the increase of teenagers using e-cigarettes and Juul products. This is part one of a two-part interview. One thing we're hearing about across the U.S. and even locally is the number of teenagers using Juul products or e-cigarettes. Can you kind of enlighten us on what's going on?
Sure. Yeah. So first, I'll kind of describe what an e-cigarette is. So basically, they're electronic devices that heat liquid containing nicotine, and that creates an aerosol that's inhaled into the lungs. And so there's kind of three different versions of e-cigarettes, if you will. There's the disposable kind, where you throw away the whole unit, yes, the whole device. There is the cartridge or pod type, which you keep the device, but you replace the cartridge in it, or they're called pods. And then there's the refillable kind, where that's more like a tank system, where you actually put in the liquid into the tank. And so the most popular one, like you said, is Juul. And Juul has about 73% of the whole e-cigarette market. Juuls also don't look like a regular cigarette. They look more like a USB stick. And so if you're a parent, it doesn't look anything like what you think an e-cigarette would look like. And so that's one of the main appeals for teenagers, is because it's easy to hide.
And that liquid does contain nicotine.
Correct. Yes. So we know that about 90% of e-cigarettes sold contain nicotine. Oftentimes you'll hear kids say things like, oh, well, I use the ones that don't have nicotine. Yeah, you might want to double check that, because that's most likely not the case. And we know that nicotine is a poison. It constricts the blood vessels in the heart, and that's what leads to heart disease. For teenagers and for young people, their brain is a lot more susceptible to and sensitive to nicotine. And so that's where the fear of addiction comes in, especially with these products. So we also know that one of the Juul pods contains as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. So depending on how quickly they go through that pod, that's how much they're getting.
And there are age restrictions to purchase cigarettes. Is that the case with these devices?
Yes. That law was passed a few years ago, where you have to be 18. But just like with alcohol or with regular cigarettes, people underage are getting their hands on one.
And what should parents be keeping an eye out for? Are there certain characteristics or behaviors that they see with their children?
You know, that's kind of tough with this one, because it doesn't change behavior. They may be a little bit more secretive, but teenagers can be that way anyway. So really what is important for parents is to have a strong bond and a good relationship with their child. And then also, you know, talking with their friends and having a relationship with their child's friends. And, you know, really talking early and often about putting healthy things into our body. That starts in preschool, you know, even before that, really. And so by the time you can think about, you know, by the time those preschoolers are in high school, there's probably going to be something new that's not on the market right now.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Sarah Smith with Prelude Behavioral Services, talking about the increase in teenagers using e-cigarettes. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.